I had the honor and privilege to attend most of the two-day Aris Connect customer roadshow in Paris. It was in Sweden last week and moves to Germany next week. There were loads of presentations of Aris Innovator and Aris Strategy along with interesting customer testimonials. This short article will collect what I learned in my impressions from this show. Attendees and ambience: Aris was rocking the boat. Among the 130-plus people in attendance were CEO Roque Martin and CMO Josh Epstein, as well as local EMEA GM Leon Lauritsen and Senior Director EMEA Sales and Alliances Matthias Forer, as well as Anthony Ponciat of the CTO office and Igal Capstan, the SVP Product Management. Many partners were also present, including Razorleaf, Anentia, Simpa, and Accenture, as well as customers such as Nicomatic and Halot and recent acquisition XPLM. There was lots of energy and loads of discussions and interactions during all the breaks, the lunch, and the fancy dinner at the nearby river cafe on a riverboat. Article content: dinner after day one, dining in style on the Seine. Keynote: state of Aris, product strategy, and the Aviva partnership. Article content: Roque Martin, CEO of Aris, gives an overview of Aris' current business. During his keynote intro speech, Roque mentioned that 75% of new business for Aris is on the cloud, with an astonishing 97% retention rate. Article content: Leon Lauritsen giving Aris' view of the digital thread. Leon Lauritsen continued the keynote with a summary of how Aris sees the digital thread as a way of changing the way teams work together to make things, and promoted Aris Innovator SaaS as a scalable digital thread platform. Article content: Igal Capstan giving the product vision for Aris. Igal Capstan then took the stage to tell us that the mission of the Aris product organization is to deliver solutions that help product organizations make data-driven decisions. He said that the priorities of the product are: 1. Productize capabilities with packaged applications and solution templates. 2. User experience focused on an emphasis on developer and end-user productivity. 3. API layer to simplify integrations and extend Aris capabilities for managing broader segment of the digital thread. And finally, 4. Transform product content via support for developers, admins, and end users with new paradigms, read AI-driven, for delivering documentation, best practices, and support. Article content: in the next session, Anthony Ponciat gave an agenda for innovation for the 2024 portfolio with 6 key axes: 1. Product variation. 2. User-oriented analytics. 3. Supplier management solutions. 4. Rules-based forms modeling. 5. Advanced scalable visualization. And 6. Low-code API management. He showed examples of each of these initiatives, demonstrating the way that Aris addresses each of them. Article content: Anthony Ponciat describes the analytics dashboard. Of particular note was the emphasis on a highly configurable analytics dashboard, above. Article content: configurable REST web services. And more impressive was the low-code configurability of REST web services for supporting integrations and therefore the digital thread. Raul Marcus of XPLM then gave an overview of Aris integration strategy, which expands beyond CAD and ECAD. Article content: XPLM domains beyond CAD and ECAD. As you can see, they are working on MBD, Palma, Doors, and Ansys Minerva integrations. Each of this is simultaneously available on cloud and on-premises with the exact same feature list. Just before the coffee break, Benjamin Lubey of Aviva explained to us how Aviva does business in the asset lifecycle arena and why they signed the recent partnership agreement with Aris. Article content: Benjamin Lubey positioning Aris alongside Aviva. As you see above, Aris will be seen as the data management piece of the asset lifecycle management story, while Aviva PI and their other portfolio items will handle data aggregation, data in context, and data sharing. Article content: the Aris/Aviva partnership explained. He also described the partnership as shown above, with co-selling and new offerings coming later this year. Article content: as you see above, you can see the objectives they have put for themselves over the next year or so. Unfortunately, the Aviva World Conference was being held in parallel to the Aris Connect Conference, so there were no folks from Aviva to talk to, and Benjamin had to leave immediately following this presentation, so your humble narrator was unable to get any further details. Pre-lunch presentations, customer experiences at Halot and Airbus Helicopter. We had a great presentation from David Brenner of Halot, a lifting platform manufacturer, about how they adopted Aris for their engineering needs. Article content. David Brenure of Halot shows the overall digital threat on ARIS, PLM in the above. This turned out to be a fantastic example of a digital threat going from C80, SolidWorks, into the PLM and then to both ERP and MES. The specific example here was calculating purchased price in order to enhance the design process because Halot only assembles their loaders, they don't manufacture the pieces themselves, so pricing is a key factor in their decision-making process. There will be an upcoming series of posts by me on the ARIS website, one of which will go into more details about this interesting project. Romain Jouanet of SIMPA then described the Technical Study Archival System, or ZAR, project at Airbus Helicopter. Article content. Romain Jouanet shows how ARIS Innovator was implemented at Airbus Helicopter. As shown above, ARIS Innovator was successfully deployed to replace a host of legacy features and add critical new functionalities for managing the testing of the rotor driver system for a line of helicopters. Article content. Managing Test Lifecycle at Airbus Helicopter. It was interesting to see how the flexible ARIS data model was used to model testing and studies with a minimization of customization and a maximum of configuration in order to sunset the legacy solution with a minimum of disruption for the customer's users. After lunch before coffee break. We learned from Eric Ledeem of ARIS about the new European Digital Passport as part of ISO 59004 and how it will be implemented in ARIS. Article content. An example of a digital passport for a battery. These DPP are already in place for some products such as batteries as shown above. Article content. The complete ARIS ecosystem for sustainability and data as a service. As you see above, each of the ARIS solutions will be connected to external data sources in order to have access to all the necessary data to ensure that products designed in ARIS can fill out all portions of the digital product passport. Article content. Design for sustainability in ARIS. He then demonstrated the substances management capabilities where raw materials can be flagged as recyclable or hazardous as shown above. Article content. Optimize and check. He also showed the closed-loop process between ARIS and ANSYS for iterative engineering and analysis based on different materials for resolving a particular product engineering use case. Article content. Overall implication of all ARIS modules and objects in green computing. I really appreciated this view of most of the objects in the ARIS data model and how they were connected in order to derive most of the elements necessary for documenting sustainability of products by leveraging ARIS and leaving the documents behind. Inensha's project of deploying ARIS at Nicomatic was then described by Stefan Gingard of Partner Efficient and Benjamin Simeoni of Nicomatic. The presentation was on project methodology. Article content. Leveraging a full CI/CD pipeline on Azure for ARIS deployment. I found it impressive that they were able to fully leverage the built-in capabilities of Microsoft Azure CI/CD toolset in order to manage the end-to-end agile deployment in a matter of months rather than years. Article content. Lessons learned from the Nicomatic project. It was also interesting to see that one of the advantages of going with a cloud-based solution, once the networking issues of accessing the cloud are resolved, is this seamless integration of DevOps into the process, allowing for quick wins and a fast-tracked adoption process. Before the final coffee break, Taha El Hariri of ARIS described their ARIS portal solution for supply chain. Article content. The secure connection between ARIS Innovator and the ARIS portal. ARIS allows users to create a secure portal for suppliers leveraging any object in the ARIS data model with access rules in order to customize portals for collaboration down the supply chain. Article content. Supplier scorecards. Built into the solution, suppliers are also scored based on factors such as pricing in order to make better informed decisions for engineering. Article content. Supplier roadmap. We saw that compliance and supplier onboarding were already implemented and that the roadmap includes sustainability, RFX management as well as risk management. Exciting stuff. Final sessions, AI and roundtable. Day 1 ended with a session again from Anthony Ponciat about ARIS and AI as well as a roundtable with guests Bruno Trebuck of CGI Consulting and Vincent Boyett of Accenture and Eric Catulli, EMEA Presales Director. There is less to share here visually, but the takeaway was that ARIS is working towards integrating AI into their solutions and that digital threat is a major priority. Article content. The 5 Axes of How Aris Will Integrate AI. I'll just share this show of Anthony talking about the 5 ways that Aris will begin integrating AI into their solutions. First, they will add chat interfaces on their documentation. Then, they will add some Gen AI capabilities to their low-code engine for proposing small code changes and tweaks. They will then try to optimize their interfacing with other applications to leverage AI on the digital thread. Ultimately, they want to provide insights into product engineering. And in some distant, or not, future, perhaps the system will generate its own solutions with a human in the loop for verification. Needless to say, there was a lively debate on this as well as sustainability during the technical roundtable, but it was in French and there were few visuals, so you'll have to use your imagination or reach out via LinkedIn to one of the speakers mentioned above. Day 2 Roadmap and Digital Thread. I was only able to attend 2 sessions on day 2. The first one was a roadmap discussion in which Anthony Ponciot, once again, mentioned the 4 primary axes where Aris was focusing their efforts into 2025. Article content. 4 axes of new features to come in Aris. Besides the features discussed on day 1, Anthony said that requirements as a service was a key new functionality that Aris was focused on. Article content. Requirements as a service. For each area, he showed a graphic of digital threads and the different inputs and outputs along them where Aris wants to play along the lifecycle. Above is the requirements piece. Article content. Syndication of digital twins. Here he focused on digital twins, which was the focus of the only other presentation I was able to attend, more in a second. Article content. Continuous digital streams. Here Anthony stressed the digital continuity that Aris wants to implement from systems design to service design without changing platforms or data models. Article content. What's next? Lastly, he reiterated some of the things he mentioned in the Day 1 AI presentation with some suggestions on how they would be moving forward and that the changes were happening so fast that we might see them sooner than we expect. The last presentation I saw was from Bruno Tribuck of CGI Consulting, who participated in the highly animated roundtable at the end of day 1. He did a fantastic job describing digital twins. Article content. Bruno Tribuck defines digital twins. He described the digital twin core feature of Aris as a way of building robust integrations in order to link the design context to the operational context. Article content. Data-centric model. He had this great visual summarizing the many sources of data required for a nearly complete digital twin that I really appreciated. Article content. Data integration backbone. I was particularly happy that he mentioned the absolute criticality of data governance in achieving results with digital twins. I found this was one of the strongest slides I saw in the conference. My summary. In summary, I learned a lot about how Aris has taken the concepts of digital twin and digital thread and created some very strong value propositions and solutions around them. I appreciated the customer examples and was admittedly frustrated to miss out on the last few presentations due to a previous commitment. Aris is definitely positioning themselves in an interesting piece of the PLM market where they can integrate nearly any external system either on cloud or on premises for their customers and prospects, and this is not necessarily the case for all of the other PLMs. They have a good vision of AI, and it will be exciting to see what R&D comes up with to address the various aspects that Anthony talked about. Once again, thanks to Aris for inviting me and good luck going forward to the Aris team.